So while you're eating lunch, we do have a luncheon speaker. And of course, I forgot to bring my glasses up, so I apologize, Paulette. Paulette Givens is the executive director of the Urban Land Institute Austin District Council, and she's going to be speaking to us on ULI Advisory Services Program. So please help me welcome Paulette. Thank you.
Thank you. And I understand that as I go, you guys can ask questions via the QR code. Again, as was mentioned, I'm Paulette Gibbons. I'm the executive director for ULI Austin. We're going to go through and talk about advisory services. I'm going to give you a little background information about ULI. Some of the information I'll give you will be very Austin-centric only because that's where I spend most of my time, but I did purposely include information around Texas. Jumped ahead farther than I expected. But let me start about ULI. So first off, ULI is a global organization. We are not an advocacy organization. We are research and education focused on transforming the built environment for transformative impacts on communities worldwide. Within ULI was started in the Americas. So the Americas is the largest district council. We have, is the largest group. There is a ULI Europe, Asia, Australia. ULI Americas consists of the Canada, United States, Mexico, and the Caribbean. We do not yet have any district councils in South America. So as I was mentioning, but we're all one ULI, and that's important for this because we can grab expertise from around the world to participate in our advisory services. So the reason we're talking about advisory services today, I was asked to talk about it because as a lot of you interact with municipalities on a regular basis and are faced with land use questions that aren't quite ready to go to a consultant or to start bringing in an entire design team or, you know, a real estate broker that's just the municipality or maybe an educational institute needs some help figuring out where they're going to go next. And so I was asked to come and speak because that is kind of where we provide some services to help around those type of questions. So as I mentioned, our mission is to shape the future of the built environment for transformative impacts worldwide. We do this through connecting, inspiring, and leading. And advisory services falls under all of these. We help connect our members with stakeholders around a project. We inspire best practices, and we provide leadership in decision making. So as I mentioned, while we're all around the world, there is ULI Americas. There are district councils, so we don't call ourselves chapters, and that's because we are all one ULI. But Texas is one of the few states that does have multiple district councils. Most states, it's one district council for that state. So you can see that while I'm the executive director for ULI Austin, there is ULI Houston, San Antonio, and Dallas-Fort Worth. I included the surrounding states because, for example, if anybody here happens to be from El Paso, ULI New Mexico does some work with El Paso. And so depending on the culture of the city you're working with, it doesn't have to do with geography. It's just who might be a better fit, who you feel members from that group would be a better fit for that municipality. So as I said, advisory services to solve your most complex municipality's most complex real estate and land use challenges. So what are advisory services? It's a series of programs. We're going to go through three options to utilize real estate expertise to respond to land use issues. Now, when we say land use, it's not just undeveloped land. It's not just the buildings. There's parks, transportation, equity within communities, affordability, anything having to do with the developed, as in a developed environment. there's a broad array of issues, and as we go through examples, you'll see some, but I'm not going to read all these. I'm hoping that you in the back can read the slide.